So do you tell someone that you don't know in public if their fly is down?
It's Elizabeth and Radar, 99.1 The Mix. I wouldn't, but I would tell people about the radio.com app. Now that I would tell everybody.
Hey, by the way, you should get that app. It's free. Listen to The Mix.
Boom. It's free. Absolutely. I don't know about the fly thing.
Well, I was telling these guys, and maybe you were listening a moment ago to the show, that yesterday I was in Target looking at the cards, and I was looking at the bottom section of the card. So I'm down, like, almost like crouched over on my knees, perhaps, looking at these cards. Uh-huh. There was an older gentleman, about 70 years old, next to me, looking at the cards up above. He turned to the left as I turned to the right, and everything was right there at eye level, and the fly was down.
What the what?
So do you say something? 414-799-1099. You both, producer Dave and Radar, said no.
Nope. Don't say anything.
But Mike's on the phone. Have you told anyone their fly is down?
I have, actually.
Wait, you really have done that?
Oh, yeah. If I see somebody that's flying down, I'm passing by, I might lean over, you know, not too close, so it's creepy, but lean over enough so that it's not outspoken in public and just say, hey, man, bar door's open.
Now, let me ask you this, though. Since it happened to me, you'd be a man saying it to another man. I'm a woman saying it to a man. How would you feel if I came up to you and said, hey, excuse me, sir, don't mean to embarrass you, but your fly's down?
Barn door's open.
Oh, how would I feel about a woman saying that? Oh, I'd still appreciate it as long as it didn't make it creepy.
All right.
Don't make it creepy.
So leave the creepy part at home.
And it's fine.
Oh, yeah, then I'd appreciate it.
Okay. So you say that you should definitely say something.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, guys. Have a good one.
Hey, Tashara, so would you let somebody know if their fly was open?
I would. I wouldn't want anyone to be embarrassed. Like, I would want someone to do it for me if that was happening.
So if a man said it to you, or in my case, a woman saying it to a man, you wouldn't be embarrassed by that at all?
No.
Okay, yeah, I agree with you. And I feel like I want someone to let me know if it's the same thing.
Should you really be looking down there, though? I mean, just let them kind of figure it out themselves is what I was thinking.
But as you know, as you know from my story, based on where I was in the aisle, there was no way not to look. So that's why...
You better avert that gaze, lady.
focus on the cards.
Focus,
I'm here
focus.
Buying a card. Right. Focus on the cards. All right, thank you for calling, Tashara.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. So
right.
Here's what happened.
What'd you do?
I debated, do I or don't I tell this guy? Again, he's elderly. He's probably 75 years old.
You're just trying to be nice? You're going to say something here?
I didn't have to say anything.
Oh.
Because around the corner from the other aisle was his daughter, because she was talking. All of a sudden, she said, Dad. And she, like, pointed down there, and he zipped it back up.
Bailed out by the daughter.
So the daughter told her dad that
hey.
The fly was down. But I was actually going to say to him, like, I really was. He was an older guy. I was, like, going to say, hey, you know, sorry, I don't mean to embarrass you, but, you know, right there.
Barn door's open.
Do you have that cow sound?
Zippity, zippity.
I should have just played that to him.
You should have. See, that would have been a lot better.
Or you should have just started mooing in the
Oh,
store.
Yeah. Can you
Moo.
Even imagine?
Moo. Ma'am, are you okay?
Hello.